You're live, Judy.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Tarot of Empowerment Radio, where you can obtain tools to live to your highest potential with Judith Salt, who has over 30 years as an intuitive tarot reader, teacher, and healer.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to Tarot of Empowerment Radio. My name is Judith Salt, and I'm an empowerment coach. I've been reading and teaching tarot for over 30 years. I'm currently co-creating a new deck, Tarot of Empowerment, with Gordon Ortigas. And you can see our cards and order prints at tarotofempowerment.com. We're really, really excited now about our deck. We've finished the artwork. That's kind of the imperial weave. We co-collaborate, but Gordon actually does the brilliant artwork. And I'm finishing the book, and we hope to have the collector deck of Tarot of Empowerment Major Arcana ready before the end of the year, if not at the beginning of the new year. If you go on our page and like tarotofempowerment.com and click the notifications, you'll be updated as we move through this last part of the process. And if you want to contact me directly, you can contact me at Judith, that's with a Y, J-U-D-Y-T-H, at judithsalt.com. And if you have any questions, you know, just don't hesitate to go ahead and send me an email, and I'll be able to answer those questions to you, for you. Today is a special show because we're going to use tarot to express things. And we'll be using the Tarot of Empowerment Major Arcana cards. And like I said, you can go to the tarotofempowerment.com if you want to see what the cards look like. And we're going to be looking at using the Major Arcana. I've never done this before, so it's going to be interesting. I was tempted to see how it would work by just doing it myself, and I decided to go ahead and be surprised with the rest of you. So we're going to draw a card to explore what the Major Arcana represents as a card of thankfulness. What challenge do you need to give thanks to? You know, we all have these challenges, and you know, sometimes we have to be thankful for them because they're teaching us something very important. What card represents the thankfulness that you have ignored or discounted? I have had occasion recently for someone to compliment me on something that I just kind of discounted and I guess I actually rejected the compliment unintentionally, and it's something that I was ignoring that I actually need to embrace and be thankful for. And and then where should you look to thankfulness for yourself in the future? And then any other questions that you have that come up about thankfulness. So you are welcome to call 347-205-9869. And Stephen Martin, our engineer, producer, will put you in the queue. So just a little bit about what I'm thankful for and what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for my family, of course, and my friends. I'm really thankful that Gordon is co-creating the deck for me, or with me. Nationally, we've had a lot of issues that have come up in the last year, especially. and actually in the last couple of weeks, and it's been real stressful with a lot of those issues to be able to give thanks. There are so many things that I would like to see be different, and it's easy for me to feel discouraged and fall into anger. But I have a commitment as a healer and as a light worker to be in gratitude and to remind myself to be in gratitude. So I may not be grateful for what's happening in Ferguson or in the Middle East or with climate effects, but I still need to find some way to be in gratitude. And around those issues, I'm grateful for the people who are working to create a better and a more peaceful world, who are prepared to walk the line, to demand respect, to be able to make peace. I'm thankful for the doctors who are going over to serve in Africa in that incredibly dangerous Ebola outbreak. I'm grateful for the people who are working to make the world a better place to be able to breathe and to work with climate change. I think that it's pretty hard to argue with at this point with the people in the Northeast about climate change as they're getting dumped on again, I think even as we speak, with all the snow. So I'm really grateful for other people who are finding their work, their healing work, their light worker work, no matter what they call it, in order to make the world a better place and to hold the vision of the world being a better place. I'm grateful that children can still laugh and play in most of our country. Thank goodness my husband and my daughter and friends for the music that built our home and heart. And I'm just grateful for every one of you that are listening to me today. And for those of you who are calling into the show and for you who are listening in the archives at a later time. So I'm just really feeling full of gratitude right now, and it's a wonderful day. I consider Thanksgiving to be a day of giving thanks, and the Thanksgiving Eve to be a time of reflection on what we are thankful for. So you're welcome to call into the show. Again, that number is 347-205-9866. And the first caller, I'm ready to take the first caller, and that is Keisha, I believe.
Yeah. Hello.
Hi, Keisha. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Good. What can I do for you? And what do you, I'm getting an echo here.
I don't know what that is. It's maybe it's some type of magnetic field around my room, but it comes up quite a bit. But no,
okay,
I don't have
so
nothing on.
It's you.
Yeah, it's me.
Then I won't worry about asking Stephen to make any kind of adjustment. So,
yeah.
Keisha, did you want to have a card drawn around thankfulness, or would you like to have a card drawn around something else?
Yeah, thankfulness. That's the
okay.
way it comes up.
Okay, so before I start readings, I always do a blessing, calling in the angels and guides, and I'm calling in Keisha's angels and guides and my angels and guides for the best reading for Keisha's highest potential. And I am calling on a card of thankfulness. And Keisha, for you, your card of thankfulness is life cycles. And life cycles is about beginning and end. And it is for you to be thankful that as you move through life, there will always be birth. And there'll be death. And there'll be physical death as you lose people who are close to you. And there'll be new birth and new changes that come along as a part of your life experience. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. That makes a lot of sense.
So when this card comes up in a reading, it's very often about carrying baggage for something that has completed its cycle with you, but you're still holding on to the baggage of that. And it isn't a celebration or something that you're joyful about, but it's like not being able to let go of the grief. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because now I think something, it felt like something shifted, and now it's just a matter of me just kind of shaking it off, healing. So, yeah, that makes sense. It resonates.
Do you know what the issue is about, or do you know what the baggage is?
I know what the baggage is, but I'm not sure what actually shifted or what actually stopped. What program stopped in my background. All I know is something felt like shifted. Now everything is like kind of confused. But so right now I'm just kind of sitting back and let things settle, let the dust settle and see what I have left, what is really going on. Because right now, you know, I'm fairly, the dust is still all around me. So, you know, so I'm just sitting back, trying to, you know, waiting for everything to settle so I can see what has actually happened so I can start rebuilding and I'm going on from here. You know what I'm saying? So
I do know what you're saying, and that sounds very good. Now, here's something I would recommend that you do. Take something that is a token of the baggage, the token of something you want to leave behind. Sometimes it's a photograph or a letter or a business card, or it could be a token of some kind, a piece of jewelry or something. Take that token, and if it's burnable, burn it. And with that, release the hole that this past experience has on you. You're releasing that hole, and you're letting it go. You're not releasing the old memories. You'll always have those memories, but it's that hole that you're wanting to shift even more. And you've begun the shift, and that's good. And now it's taking that shift to the next stage. And then after you release that, think about what you want to call into that empty space that's been left behind.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, is that helpful?
Sounds good. Yes, sounds good. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. You have a blessed night.
You're very welcome, Keisha. You have a blessed night, too.
And happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Yes, get thanks tomorrow and let that baggage go.
All right, I will.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Stephen, who do we have next on the line here?
Gordana.
Hello, my co-collaborator, co-creator, the person I am so thankful to have in my life right now, Gordana Krutkus. Welcome to the show, Gordana.
Thank you, Judith. I am so grateful to be on your show. And, oh, my God, our list for gratefulness is how many hours do you have so we can read from it?
we do have a lot to be thankful for. So let me draw a card for you. Would you like to know what a card represents our thankfulness now or in the future?
Can I have it both?
Of course you can have it both. So now, the card that comes up for now is?
Now.
Okay. Is the Justice card. And what's so fascinating about the Justice card Justice is sometimes called a karma card in other decks. And in our deck, we've kept the name Justice. We've changed a lot of the names, but we have kept this name. And Justice is about being judged, or being what is pronounced just depends on what the rules of the games are. And so this was in a rigorous position when I pulled it. So it's about changing the rules. It's about being judged within the context of the larger tarot community, because I'm making the assumption that this is regarding our work together.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And so in creating this deck, we will be judged by what all of the tarot community, but we've also been able to introduce and alter and change some of the rules. Everything that Justice reminds us, that everything has a cause and an effect, so that every action we take also has a reaction. And everything that we do has a consequence. And so what we are doing is to accept the consequences of our actions. And our actions have been to create this deck in a new way. And so that's very, very exciting. And I think it's also in a reverse position because it's in a reverse position. Oh, because the cards aren't quite ready yet. And so that would be the other reason it's in a reverse position. Does that make sense to you, Gordana?
Yeah, it's really a fascinating explanation. I didn't think about being judged by the tarot community. I just never think of that, you know. I'm just kind of in our own little world creating the cards from our hearts, and I don't think outside of that, farther than that, but I guess it's a really nice explanation.
Well, and being judged by the I hesitate to use the word judge. I'm going to have to think of a different word. Anybody that has a suggestion of a word for that, please email me or let me know. But I did not mean to, and do not mean to imply that it's a negative judging. But
I was thinking we would be evaluated, our work would be evaluated.
Exactly.
Because it's a new one, and it's starting in this stage that's been there for a while, and we are just entering with a new perspective on that all.
And so we can look at it this way. Everyone that uses or buys our deck, it's a strike for justice.
Yeah, and they're going to see the new way, how we created it, and we are trying to have it, at least that's our, my understanding, that we are working to create a deck that's accessible to everyone, and so everyone can understand and follow. It's not going to be some kind of taboo or old school symbols
exactly.
That's going to be used in.
Speaking of which, the next card that came up is new, a new name, and it is card Chaos. And for you traditional tarot people, this card, it's a tower card, and it is about the upheaval and the disruption and the enlightenment that comes when change happens. So I love this card as something to look forward to in the future when we're looking at the chaos that comes out of introducing a new deck and even going through the process of writing, creating, publishing, packaging a new deck can be very chaotic. And then once we introduce it, the chaos that will be in our life. And that's something we will be thankful for, meaning that the movement is happening, that change is happening. That's what the chaos card is about. And I love what Gordana has done for those of you who have access to a computer and can go to tarotofempowerment.com. You can see that she has where there is flaps of the bridge and above that are fireworks. And we chose to use fireworks because I wanted it to be the enlightenment, the celebration, the opening. Remember, our cards are called the Tarot of Empowerment. And when chaos comes, when the enlightenment comes, it's like, oh, I get it. I understand. Now I know. And then there is that celebration of understanding and knowing. Doesn't necessarily mean that things are going to be smooth. And by the very nature of it being the chaos card, it's not going to be smooth. But that's because there's going to be so much change around it.
Yeah, I do like that card because being as our kind of future card for the deck, because it to me represents also as what we are trying to do, to shake up this old tradition of the religious symbology that was in the traditional old decks, and we are not using that at all, nor the names or anything that's connected with it. So we are really shaking these foundations of this tower, and we are creating by that a chaos that will kind of clear the way for the new stuff.
That's what I'm hoping too. And the enlightenment will be the enlightenment of the people who use our cards or have readings from our cards.
Exactly, and it will resonate with them that all the archetypal symbols that we are using by the words in it, word in itself, you know, people will recognize with their intuition and the spirituality that comes with all of us. They will recognize it even without consciously knowing that, oh, this is something, and it will come kind of to, people will be able to recognize it.
Yes.
And that's our hope. So yes, bring the chaos, shake little thing, few things here and there for the new stuff to come in.
That's great. Thank you so much for calling in to the show.
Thank you, Judith. And
you're welcome. And I'm thankful
grateful for you always.
Thank you.
In my life. You bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Do we have another person, Stephen?
Yep, Karen's up next. Karen, you're on the air.
Hello.
Well, I recognize that voice, and it's another person I'm very thankful to have in my life. Karen Crane, this is,
yes.
Is it not?
Yes, it is Karen Crane. That's right. Jackson, California. Missing you and so grateful to have you in my life, Judith.
Karen is a wise sage woman, and she has she makes the most incredible jewelry with stones, and she the stones that she makes are all infused with her spiritual energy and her spiritual understanding, and they sing, and they just are so beautiful, and they are all made with such amazing intent. She doesn't just slap them together or think this is a pretty design or that goes with that. It is how the energy of the stones work together, how you explain your work. And it's just so beautifully done.
Well, you've done a great job. Thank you very much. I just absolutely love stones, and I resonate with their energy. And I put pieces together because the stones want to go together. And I'm actually sitting here looking. Last weekend I heard from some people that they want smaller pieces from me because I happen to like wearing large pieces. I make large pieces. I put large pieces of stone together. But a lot of people don't wear them like that. And so I have lots and lots of stones in all sizes. And the last 2 days I've been putting together little teeny tiny pieces. Pendants. And they are singing. I'm just so thrilled with them. I'm sitting here looking at them because I took photos today of some new ones I'm going to post on my Facebook page tonight. But I just love the stones. I love working with them. They always make me happy.
Wonderful. And so would you like to have a reading? Do you have a question or do you want
question. I like your idea of what to be thankful for now. And and even I like Gordana did, what to be thankful in the future. What's coming?
Well, this is so darling. I love this. The card that came up for you to be thankful for, what card represents thankfulness in your life at present is the advisor card. And in the traditional deck, the advisor card was the Hierophant, who represented in the traditions that were then handed down. And very often in the Hierophant was pretty inflexible. And we decided when Gordon and I created the deck, and my interpretation of the Hierophant is one who is an expert and who understands what life is. And he isn't the dogmatic, punitive teacher or advisor or counselor. He's the one who is compassionate and knowing and loving. And originally we were going to use the image of the Dalai Lama for this card, and for a variety of reasons we decided that we weren't going to. And I was going to surprise you when you saw this card in the deck, Karen, but you will recognize who the face of this wise, gentle, compassionate person is.
I saw the card today on your site. I immediately recognized who it was, and I made a comment to that effect, although I didn't put his name in. But I didn't know if you wanted to put his name in, but I definitely recognized it, and I thought, what a great choice.
He is the most non-judgmental person I have ever known in my life, and I love him dearly. And so I actually sleep with him. He's my husband. But he is compassionate, yes, and wonderful. And I know that Karen always enjoys her visits and visiting with Larry and sharing his wisdom, and as he enjoys her. So I was thrilled that this is the card that represents your thankfulness now. And your thankfulness for the future is, she comes up, the Wheel of Fortune. And so
good. It's about time.
The wheel is turning, my darling. The wheel is turning. And new things are going to be happening, just like the card for Gordana was a card of change, chaos, and that is a more disruptive change. The change of the Wheel of Fortune is a gentler change and a softer change. It's the inevitable change that comes up, and it's a wonderful thing for you to look forward to in your future.
Excellent.
Thank you for being in my life.
And I'm so grateful for you, and maybe people should know you've been reading for me for 20 years. You are pretty much the only person that reads for me. And I so appreciate your interpretation of the tarot. And I'm so grateful to have you in my life, Miss Judith. Thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Oh, this is fun. Stephen, do we have someone else?
Yes, we've got Kay on the line.
Hello.
Kia?
Kay.
Hello.
Okay. Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great. And are you Kay from Anacortes?
No, I'm Kay from New York.
From New York. Well, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
No. Go on. Sorry.
That's okay. Did you have a question or a particular question, or would you like to follow our theme tonight of drawing a card for what represents thankfulness in your life?
Well, I have actually a question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Cool. So I sort of met someone actually a month ago, and we've been kind of hanging out, and I'm just feeling a little confused, I guess, as to what they are thinking about the situation.
Okay. So, Kay, remember this is about empowerment. So how can we look at this in an empowering way? It isn't ethical for me to go into that person's psychic space and, you know, figure out what's going on. But
okay,
what
I think I have a better question for you, actually.
Okay.
Turn it in a different perspective here. My question is, why is it that I'm unable to accept something that potentially can be very good and healthy for me? And I've been trying to work around this for quite some time now and approach relationships in a different manner.
Okay.
So I get very nervous because I'm trying to do it differently. And then
okay.
I'm also worried a lot.
Okay, that's fair. So
mm-hmm.
Let's look at what is the block, what is your challenge? What is your block to having a healthy relationship? Okay, and, the card that comes up for this is a card, Entrapment. Entrapment is in the traditional deck the devil card, and when you are in a relationship or when you look at relationships, they make you feel trapped. They make you feel like you're in bondage, that you can't move. Is that correct?
To a degree, yes.
Okay, it may be to a greater degree. What I'm getting from your angels and guides, Kay, is that it is the fear of being entrapped. And therefore, even before you get to feel that way, you're afraid you're going to feel stuck. If I'm in relationship, I can't do this, I can't do that, I have to spend all of my time with, I have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets in your way. So may I draw a card now that would say, what energy do you want to call to yourself to end this sense of entrapment? One of the things that I love about the entrapment card or the devil card in the traditional deck, when it comes up, a lot of times people go, oh my God, I hate the devil, I'm so afraid of it. And it's like, oh, wow, look at this. The devil card has come up, and that means that you can, you are being notified, you are being put on notice that you are somehow being held in bondage or that you are trapped into something. Now that you know it, you can do something about it. And that is really beautiful and really wonderful. And so what we're going to do now is to look at, okay, how can I change that energy and what can I call in to change that energy? And the card that we have for that is Justice. And the Justice card, remember, you're judging, the Justice card is about recognizing that all actions have a reaction, all actions have a consequence. And Justice in the traditional deck are even scales that are, because everything is equal in Justice. Well, everything is equal, but you're being judged and evaluated by what the rules are in play. And the Justice card here is a reverse position. And so it would suggest to me that you look at the rules you're setting up in relationships. And look at what your expectations of others are. So it could be that you're not creating your boundaries, or that you're afraid to create boundaries, and then that leads to confusion. Or someone does something, and rather than speaking to them, you're supposing that an incident or something is coming up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And so in your relationship now, the best thing for you to do is, the card I pulled is determination. In the traditional deck, this is the chariot. And he's riding this owl of wisdom. And he's just very, very determined. And he's riding over the world. When the determination or the chariot card comes up in a reading, it's another card of change. And this card of change is rapid change and being in control. And so in this case, it is in a reverse position. So your best course of action is to is to set your boundaries. But the ironic part of the card, because it's in a reverse position, is to relinquish some of the control that you want to have in the relationship. Because that's where your fear shows through, is when you try to hold too much control. So you can set your boundaries, but let them be wide enough that other people can move around. And make sure that you're not entrapping another person, the other person, so that that person can't make any kind of a change or be who they want to be or who they are. So it's really looking, go in and look at your expectations. And what these cards would tell me is that, because the story these cards tell me is that your fear of entrapment is causing you to be controlling about the relationship, and you're not setting up clear communication and clear boundaries. You're not understanding, or that your partner is, or a potential partner is not understanding what those boundaries are. So now you go back and you look at, okay, what can I do? How can I change that? So go back and write a letter about your last two or three relationships, and write down the similarities of things that you liked and did not like about the relationship, and what ended caused the relationship to end, and you're going to find your pattern there.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank
and
you
can
so much.
Listen. You're very welcome. And you can listen to this tape in the tape of this show in the archive so that you can go back and rethink this. And I think it would be a very, very good idea for you to do because you can get past it. You can have a healthy relationship. It's time for you to rethink things. And it's not that you've done anything bad or anything wrong. It is that your fear has been controlling your relationship, not your joy.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay. Are you ready for another caller?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we have Desiree on the line.
Okay. And, Stephen, do we have very many more callers?
Yeah, we've got three more.
Two more after Desiree? Thank you very much. The way that Stephen and I usually communicate is not working, and so thank you, folks, for letting me bring him into the program, and you get to hear how we figure things out. Okay, Desiree, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And would you like to, do you have a question or would you like to have a reading around thankfulness?
I have a question.
Okay.
My question is, I just had cataract surgery on my left eye yesterday. And I had a very good recovery in the past 24 hours. I'm just feeling a little bit of heart palpitations. So I was wondering, on what could possibly be going on. I'm picking up maybe stress or anxiety. My vision is wonderful. I'm going to have to get new glasses and a new contact for that left eye. So
okay, Desiree, let me interrupt there for a second.
Sure.
It would be incredibly irresponsible for me to do a reading around heart palpitations. I mean, just even saying it gives me heart palpitations. Because if the card says, no, don't worry about it, it doesn't mean that in 10 minutes something wouldn't come up that you ought to be worrying about. If the card does say, yes, do something. So for anything like this, and I think any responsible psychic or reader would say that you need to check in with your physician. And,
right.
And the physicians have someone on call, even though it's the holiday eve. And then if you get other concerns, to definitely go into the emergency room. But I'm sure that your doctor would have somebody on duty who can answer questions for you, and it may be very common after effect of the anesthesia or whatever.
Right. Okay. Well, then what I would say then is if I could have a card pulled for being thankful for having a wonderful surgeon and a wonderful team that helped me yesterday and today.
Yes, that let's do.
Okay.
Oh, that's so sweet. And you got the advisor. And did you hear earlier on the show when I was describing who the advisor is? He is compassionate.
No, I came in later.
Okay, that's great. So the advisor in the traditional deck is called the Hierophant. And he is very often a fairly judgmental and very strict carrier of old traditions.
Okay.
We have softened the advisor because we believe that the advisor is compassionate and loving, and he does bring in the old traditions. So your surgeon brought in the old traditions, the schooling that he has, the experience that he has, and the experience of dealing with his team. And he brought that into you, but he brought them in with compassion and loving understanding and care for your well-being, which is a very kind and wonderful thing.
Oh, well, that's wonderful, because I just am so grateful for the hands and the healing that was involved in my eye.
That's great. And the other card that came up to you for your future thankfulness is the World card. And I love that because it is the last card in the Major Arcana, and it means she is exploding out of the world with all, having integrated all of the lessons that the world has to give her. It's a very strong, very positive, empowering card. So in the future, around around your surgery and your health, it's very, very powerful and very strong. But do check in with your doctor. Okay.
Right. Yep. I did put the call in, so they already. I'm just waiting to hear what they're going to say.
Okay. Great. Thank you so much for calling, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Okay.
All righty, Stephen. Who do we have coming up?
Kara is next.
Kara. Okay. Hi. Hi. How are you? Where are you from, Kara?
Hi. So I guess we'll just go with the theme of the evening, same as Gordana and Karen. And
okay, that's great. Do you have me on speakerphone?
Yes, because I tried calling in for 10 minutes earlier on another and I couldn't get through, so...
Okay, great. I can hear you much better now. Maybe you took it off. That's perfect. Okay, so Tara, where are you from?
California.
Okay. Are you the Tara that came up to the Northwest recently?
Yes.
Okay, well, welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. It's nice to hear your voice.
Okay.
And I'm thankful that I had a chance to meet you while you were up here. So the card about what to be thankful for now, oh, that's the High Priestess. And the High Priestess is, she is above the law. She is above man-made law, I should say. She carries all of the records, all of the knowledge, all of the wisdom going all the way back to whenever. The High Priestess carries the Akashic records. And when she comes up in a reading, it is about being aware of your intuition, your special knowingness, your special knowledge. And I know from having met you that you are a very, in fact, I think you don't even realize how intuitive you are and how empathic you are around picking up other people's energies and really understanding from a deeper level. And I think that's one of the reasons why you're so good at what you do. So the High Priestess is that that spiritual energy to, as a card of thankfulness for you, is to tap into that. And when you're feeling discouraged or out of balance or consumed by something that is going on in your life, it's time to call in the quietness and the intuition and the gentleness and compassion of the High Priestess. She is there for you.
That is great. I need it.
Great. and the card that represents your what's coming to you to be thankful for in the future is sustenance. In the traditional tarot, the sustenance card is the high priest, the empress, and she is confident, and she sustains herself, her family, community, and she is, and by sustaining, she gives people the tools to help them learn, to help them create, to grow their food or make their medicine, or, you know, this is symbolically speaking. She empowers people to be able to sustain themselves and dream their dreams. And I like this card for you. I love this card for you in terms of being able to move forward knowing that you can sustain yourself in your dreams and your hopes and your desires.
Hmm. Would that apply to health as well?
It's in all areas.
Okay, great.
Having the combination of the high priestess and the sustenance card is really important, because what that is about is calling on the high priestess to help sustain you. So
cool.
Calling on those blessings, calling on that feminine energy, that female goddess spirit.
Thank you.
You're very welcome, Tara, and I wish the very, very best for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Good night and happy Thanksgiving.
Ditto.
Okay.
Okay. Did you want to take another caller?
Yes.
Okay, we have Saphira on the line.
Hi, Saphira.
Hello, Judith.
Saphira is another person in my life that I'm so thankful for. And I've known Saphira for, 15, 20 years. And have done a lot of different kinds of spiritual work and healing. And thank goodness, I'm thankful to Saphira for helping with both the Tarot of Empowerment, not helping, taking care of, putting up, managing both the Tarot of Empowerment and the Judith Salt website. So among the many things that are dear to me about our friendship, I'm also very thankful for your technology.
Well, I'm very thankful for you, too, and for all the magic and goodness you bring in my life and the many, many gifts you shower on me. And I thought I would just do the thankfulness reading and see what you got.
Okay, that sounds great and so much fun. I'm so thankful to be using this deck. It's the first time that I've used only the Tarot of Empowerment deck on the radio program. So I'm very excited and very thankful about that. Oh, I love this. You're going to love this too, Saphira. The card that came up for Saphira about what to be thankful for is the Magician.
Oh, my favorite card.
Your favorite card. And Saphira and I have been, I've been teaching her, and she's also been learning a lot on her own about manifestation and techniques for manifestation. And that's what the Magician is about. He is the major manifestation card. And he uses all of the elements: fire that represents passion and creativity, water that represents emotions and relationships, earth that represents security and money and health, and let's see, air that represents the mental ability, the thinking, the communicating, the writing. And so when all of those elements are combined into the magic of and used with the magic of intention, amazing, creative, wonderful things can happen. And so the magician is, as your thankful card, is he is in your life, and that is who you are thankful for. And in the future,
so you're saying to be thankful that that manifestation magic is in my life.
Yes,
right,
and that the magician represents who you are in your life right now. You are the magic.
Wow,
you are
that's
the
pretty
magic.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah. Then the next card that comes up is determination. And I don't know of anybody in the world who is more determined than Saphir and is a harder worker. If you folks go to Festival Fire, you will get an amazing overview of all of the transformational festivals that are going on around the country and around the world. And Saphir has a shopping cart with the most amazing festival clothes. A lot of them are, some of them you can wear for non-festival kinds of things. If you have one special piece that you can, you know, dress up, use for going out or being around. But they have so many things that are absolutely amazing. And she's created this Festival Fire on her own, by herself. And she has, she's got interviews with people all over the country that are involved with the festival world. And then the other card that's coming up is determination. And, that's what I was saying, which in the traditional card is a chariot. And the chariot is about being in control. And it's in a reverse position. It feels like it's out of control, but it is that fast and rapid change that you will be thankful for as you move into this next season, this next stage of what you're doing. And there are so many times of transformation right now with the winter solstice coming up soon, and then another couple of new moons for this year, and then the whole energy that changes in the new year. So riding that owl of fast, rapid change and being in control of your world and your change with the magician. So having the card of determination working with the card of the magician is incredible manifestation.
Wow, and that's really exciting and lots to be thankful for. I'm wondering about it being reversed. That means that things are kind of out of control?
It means that they may feel out of control, but with the determination card, they're not out of control. And it's also about the fast, rapid change within you.
Oh, okay. I understand that. Okay,
that's
exciting. That's wonderful.
That's very exciting. Thank you so much, Saphir, for calling and for being in my life.
And thank you for being in my life and for all of the good you do for so many people every day, all the time, nonstop. You too are a go, go, go girl, just giving and giving. And I'm really thankful for you, for me, and for the world, for all the good that you do. So happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you so much. Well, Stephen, I think that just about brings us up again to the top of the hour. And I want to let people know that our next show is December 10th. And I want to thank Steve Martin for being the producer, handling the phone calls, and working in the blind to a certain extent. You did an excellent job, and I really, really appreciate it. I hope
thank
to
you.
See you. I hope to
Judith,
hear. Yes.
I just want to interject here. Why don't you tell our listeners once again how you can be reached?
Okay. I can be reached, Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, at judithsult, S as in Sam, ULT.com. I can also be reached at tarotofempowerment@gmail.com. I just don't check that one as much, to be perfectly honest. And you can see our cards at tarotofempowerment.com. Please like us on Facebook, tarotofempowerment.com. I want to get a campaign to get our likes up to 500. So how about y'all work on it with me? I would really appreciate that. Okay. And again, Stephen, thank you. Your card for thankfulness is awakening. Awakening is removing old paradigms and breaking free. That
perfectly
great.
Addresses
okay.
What's going on in my life right now. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good night and happy
Good
Thanksgiving.
Night. Okay. Take care.
Mm-hmm.